Know the top stories of the day. Understand the issues that matter. This is Manila Bulletin News on Web. Your quick rundown of top news in the country and around the world. Manila Bulletin, celebrating 120 years of timely stories and timeless truths. Be fully informed.
Hi, I'm Barbie Atienza. This is MB Now, and here are your news on web. President Rodrigo Roa Duterte was all too aware that some Filipinos, including his critics, might look for him anew in the aftermath of Bagyong Auring. That is why, in the situation briefing in Tandag City last night, he candidly mentioned his presence in the province in case people may ask where he is. Our Malacanang senior correspondent, Jeneline Cabiling, for the details.
In the aftermath of Tropical Storm Auring, President Rodrigo Roa Duterte himself updated the public on his whereabouts during the situation briefing held in Surigao del Sur Tuesday. Duterte said he visited the province to show his solidarity with and support for the storm-hit communities. Duterte was all too aware that people, including his critics, might look for him anew in the aftermath of the latest calamity to hit the country when he candidly mentioned the matter during a storm briefing in Tandag City.
Pinupuntahan ko lang kayo dito para magtanong ako, magtanong kayo kung nasaan ako, at least nandito ako sa inyo.
The president previously drew criticisms online over his supposed absence during the onslaught of two typhoons late last year. The hashtag Nasaan ang Pangulo even became one of the trending topics on social media. In his visit to Surigao del Sur, Duterte was accompanied by several cabinet members, promising to deliver swift relief and rehabilitation aid to the areas devastated by the storm. He told authorities to ensure the immediate provision of food, water, and shelter for the families affected by Auring. Before attending the situation briefing, the president conducted an aerial inspection of the flooded areas in the province.
You know, as always, the early warnings in the typhoon typically says that it's a big one and it's a severe one. So, kaming mga trabahante sa Manila, nagkuhat ng kordong ano sa aming makalupad o mag-anhe, either by boat or by whatever, na makita na ko ang sitwasyon. It turned out that it is not so bad at all. Naigamay mga danyo sa gitna ng taas, but I think over time nature would take its course and we can repair it.
For MB Now, this is Jeneline Cabiling reporting.
President Duterte has given concerned cabinet members a week to deliver the necessary relief and rehabilitation assistance to areas devastated by Tropical Storm Auring. At the situation briefing in Tandag, Surigao del Sur, the president said he would closely monitor the progress of the relief efforts being conducted by concerned government agencies. If the concerned officials could not fly back to storm-hit areas, the president ordered them to send competent personnel to extend assistance from the upgrade of Tandag Airport to equipment needed for the road repair. Duterte also told the officials not to compel the local executives to go to Manila just to follow up on their calamity assistance. Storm Auring, the first tropical cyclone to hit the country, brought heavy rains and triggered floods in some parts of Visayas and Mindanao in recent days. The storm left one casualty, four missing, and around 29,000 affected families. Around 240 houses were damaged, while 12 road sections and a bridge were affected in five regions. Seven road sections are already passable, based on a report made by National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council. President Duterte on Tuesday reiterated that his daughter, Davao City Mayor Sara Duterte, is not running for president in next year's polls, despite calls from various sectors. In a situation briefing with local officials in Auring-hit Surigao del Sur, the president said that Inday Sara is not running. Duterte was responding to the call of Surigao del Sur Governor Alexander Pimentel, who said that someone must continue the achievements of the present administration, specifically in the fight against insurgency in the region. But Duterte reiterated that his daughter, who repeatedly put down calls for her to run for president, will not join next year's polls because of how dirty politics is in the country. Various groups have been pushing the Davao City Mayor to run as president in the 2022 polls, even as the younger Duterte repeatedly denied plans to be the administration's presidential bet. Her supporters hang tarpaulins with the words "Run, Sara, Run" in different provinces and cities around the country. In a survey conducted by Okta Research from January 26 to February 1, Duterte topped the poll with 22% of the respondents saying they will vote for Sara.
Inday Sara is not running. I have really, really put my foot down. Naawa ako sa anak ko. Ang politika dito sa kapabuyan.
Pharmaceutical company Sinovac Biotech said it is now preparing the shipment of 600,000 doses of coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccines pledged by the Chinese government to the Philippines. They also said there is a possibility the shipment will arrive within the week. The Philippines Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has granted an EUA for Sinovac's COVID-19 vaccine last Monday, February 22. Chinese Sinovac Biotech was the third pharmaceutical company that was given an EUA in the country. The other two were American drug maker Pfizer and British pharmaceutical firm AstraZeneca. In Metro News, more barangays in Pasay placed under lockdown. Manila LGU tops immunization activity against measles, rubella, in the NCR. And Pasig continues distribution of learning materials to daycare students amid pandemic. More from this report.
The number of barangays in Pasig City placed under a 14-day lockdown has risen to 55, according to the city government Tuesday night. The city said in a statement that it's part of the control and containment strategy to curb the spread of the disease. The lockdown was made effective on Friday and will follow the guidelines set by the IATF, and the LGU will also check on establishment in public markets to see if they also comply with the IATF protocols. The Manila City government was top performing local government for the measles rubella immunization for children in the National Capital Region. The Department of Health hailed the city as one of the 8 top performing cities nationwide in the month-long measles rubella and oral polio vaccine supplemental immunization activity. Manila Mayor Francisco Escombreno Dumagoso thanked the Manila Health Department for vaccinating 95% of its target as of February 19. The immunization drive was launched on February 1. The top performing LGUs in the other regions were Aurora, Gapan City, San Jose City, San Jose del Monte City for Central Luzon, Tagaytay City, and Trece Martires City for Calabarzon. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, Pasig City Mayor Vico Soto said that they have distributed learning materials to nearly 6,000 daycare students in the city. Pasig currently has a total of 5,851 daycare students due to the difficulties brought about by the pandemic to learners and their parents. The mayor vowed the city government will make sure that education of the youth in the Pasig will still continue despite all odds.
Here are the top news in other parts of the country. Rare birds in Iloilo show up in healthy wetlands in Visayan Island. Green sea turtle dies after ingesting plastic straw and nylon. And Duterte amazed by the number of female mayors in Surigao del Sur. Here are the details.
Rare birds have recently been spotted in Iloilo City and Zaraga Town in Iloilo Province. a team from the Conservation and Development Division of the Department of Environment and Natural Resources in the region saw a glossy ibis at a wetland in Hinaktakan village of La Paz District in Iloilo City. At a wetland in Zaraga Town, another group of rare birds were found. These were the black-winged stilt, gray heron, wood sandpiper, little egret, peregrine falcon, common tern, great egret, and purple heron. According to DENR in the region, these sightings of rare birds only show that Iloilo have healthy wetlands. Preservation of wetlands is among the top priorities of DENR in Aklan, Antique, Capiz, Guimaras, Iloilo, and Negros Occidental provinces, as well as the cities of Iloilo and Bacolod. A female green sea turtle died shortly after it was rescued by Community Environment and Natural Resources or CENRO in Gipos and the Bureau of Fish and Aquatic Resources or BFAR in Barangay Kabatan, Vicenzo, Sagun, Zamboanga del Sur. The sea turtle was discovered trapped last weekend inside a fish pen by a local fisherman in the village who reported it to CENRO Gipos and BFAR. A team immediately conducted a rescue operation to save the turtle, but the green sea turtle was found weak and was also covered in barnacles and died shortly after the rescue operation. A necropsy examination was immediately conducted by the personnel from CENRO and BFAR, and it was found out that the turtle ingested plastic straw and nylon. Green sea turtles are listed by the International Union for Conservation of Nature and Natural Resources in 1982 as endangered due to their decreasing population. After being previously criticized for stating the presidency is no job for a woman, President Duterte is apparently impressed with the women rising in leadership roles, especially in Surigao del Sur. Duterte acknowledged the mayors, mostly women, attending the briefing in Tandang City on the extent of the damage caused by Tropical Storm Aureen. 11 of the 19 cities and municipalities in Surigao del Norte are run by women. Last month, the president claimed that the presidency was not a woman's job due to their emotional differences to men. He made the comment in trying to dismiss speculations that his daughter Mayor Sara Duterte might succeed him next year.
And in world news, Japan appoints minister for loneliness. Elderly man spotted driving electric wheelchair in busy Hong Kong highway. And Indonesian orangutans airlifted back to the wild. Let's watch this report.
Japan has appointed its first minister for loneliness after the country's suicide rate saw a rise for the first time in 11 years during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to a report by Japan Times, Prime Minister Toshihide Suga tapped Minister Tetsuya Sakamoto, who is also in charge of combating the nation's falling birth rate and revitalizing regional economies, to oversee the government's effort to address the issue. Sakamoto said that he plans to hold an emergency forum in late February to listen to opinions from people facing loneliness and isolation. The number of people taking their own lives in Japan rose for the first time in over a decade last year as a pandemic reversed years of progress in combating the stubbornly high suicide rate, according to AFP report. An elderly man was spotted riding an electric wheelchair down a highway in Hong Kong on Monday, February 22. In the video posted on Facebook, a gray-haired man can be seen driving behind a taxi in outer lane of the road, forcing other drivers behind him to slow down to avoid hitting him. According to a report by South China Morning Post, authorities were called when the man was seen riding a wheelchair in the middle lane of the three-lane Ching Chung Road in the direction of Chung Wan at around 11 a.m. 10 orangutans have been airlifted back to their natural habitation in Indonesia's Borneo Island in the first release of the apes into the wild for a year due to the dangers of coronavirus infection. The apes took a short boat trip after touching down before arriving at the Bukit Batikap Protection Forest in central Kalimantan, part of Indonesia's section of Borneo, where they took to swing on vines. Several apes are also released into another forest in East Kalimantan. Orangutans share 97% of humans' DNA, so conservationists have been on high alert for science infection. The pandemic has thrown up unprecedented challenges for conservation efforts.
In entertainment, Samantha Bernardo leaves today, February 24, for Bangkok, Thailand to represent the Philippines at the Miss Grand International 2020 pageant, which will be held on March 27. Bernardo of Palawan is the first Filipina to compete in a live international pageant since the lockdown began. she was personally handpicked by the Binibining Pilipinas organization to vie for the title. This is the third time for Bernardo to compete in Binibining Pilipinas before she was chosen to represent the country at the Miss Grand International Pageant. So far, no Filipino has won the Miss Grand International Pageant since its inception in 2013. In sports, U.S. golf legend Tiger Woods underwent surgery for multiple leg injuries Tuesday after a serious car crash in which his vehicle flew off the road near Los Angeles. According to Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Woods' SUV sustained major damage after a rollover crash which did not involve any other vehicle. The crash occurred near the hilly Palos Verdes Peninsula at the bottom of a steep stretch of road which has a runaway truck ramp for vehicles that lose control going downhill and which is notorious for numerous fatal accidents over the years. Woods, one of the most successful golfers of all time, has won 15 major golf championships. In today's Tech Talk, a new e-commerce site is set to be launched in the country. The Go Shopping Philippines is a homegrown, 100% Pinoy-made e-commerce site where you can buy locally produced products and even services. Our Manila Bulletin's Tech News editor, Art Samaniego, sits down with Go Shopping Philippines founder to know what to expect from their upcoming e-commerce site. Let's watch this.
For the past few years, we have seen the increase of popularity of e-commerce sites in the country. This thriving industry is probably a preview of what digital life in the country would look like. Today, for our 20th episode, we meet a new player in the country's growing e-commerce industry. Hi, I'm Art Samaniego, and welcome to Tech Talk. We have with us today the founder of the newest e-commerce site in the country, the Go Shopping Philippines. He's a top real estate manager in the US, Middle East, and Europe. Here in the Philippines, he works as a professor and a businessman. We have with us Mr. Neil G. Laas. Welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me here, Sir Art.
So, sir, what is Go Shopping Philippines?
Go Shopping Philippines can be, in a nutshell, is like an e-commerce platform where we are going to complete it with shopping experiences, different products and services. And Go Shopping Philippines will be technically a digital mall in its truest sense. What you can see inside a mall are basically the things or concepts that you can see inside the e-commerce platform Go Shopping Philippines. But what we're going to be doing is to expand it further into different dimensions of services.
Interesting
it is.
So how did you come up with this concept?
Well, it brought me to this concept by having some bad experiences in the current market. I'm so sorry, but that's how it is. You always come up with a better ideas if you had come to experience. For example, I had my own products that are inside in other platforms, but I see a lot of same products that I have that are in different prices, I mean, and then there's no regulatory body that would regulate both consumers and the sellers. And I said to myself, there's something wrong in a system that we need to correct. We need to have a better options, not just for myself, but for the consumers and to the merchants. Hence, I said, when I build Go Shopping Philippines, it should be that platform addressing those kind of concerns.
So what would be the benefits of being a part of Go Shopping Philippines?
Well, it has both benefits for merchants and consumers. For merchants, we will be representing and marketing your products at its best. What do I mean by that? We ensure that you are protected, you are safe in our platform, and that we will be representing your concept as it should be. Hence, we're not going to be talking to third party or resellers. We'll just be directly talking to the main author or concept creator, for that matter, or the owner of a particular brand or concept. And for consumers, we will ensure that since we are directly dealing with the owners themselves, then
for sure
there's no fake. And for sure the brand that we're selling is actually the same brand that you see in the mall.
Oh, ibig sabihin ito wala nang fake.
No fake items.
Walang fake deliveries.
No fake deliveries.
Unlike that, what we're experiencing right now with some of the e-commerce sites.
Right, right. Because just to add to that, Go Shopping Philippines has this one-stop shop that you place an order through us, we'll be the one to ship it and deliver it. We will be representing the brand as their forerunners. We will not be redirecting the orders back to the tenant or to the merchants. We will ship and pack as it is.
Also, I heard you have a partnership with the Department of Tourism.
Yeah, that's the heart, that's the core of the e-commerce platform Go Shopping Philippines. As the name suggests, Go Shopping Philippines, we are going to sell the whole country to the local Filipinos, to Pinoys. In our website, we allotted a portion where Department of Tourism and the government itself can promote our local tourist destinations that had been affected greatly by this pandemic. And we will be encouraging consumers to go and see and discover the Philippines even more.
So, hindi lang siya products, destinations.
Yeah, it's a one-stop shop. You see, you will see different tourist attractions. You can click and you will be directed to a new page where you can book your hotels. Okay. Right there.
So you mentioned about tenants. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by tenants?
Tenants or merchants. Tenants are are the physical mall. Those are the brands that you can see inside a mall. You can definitely see that in the e-commerce platform called Go Shopping Philippines, but they will name as merchants.
Why will Go Shopping Philippines require cash out from the tenants? So why can't it be like the other e-commerce sites?
That's a very interesting question. Go Shopping Philippines has its subscription fee. You know why? Because we will offer this back to you as my merchant. Because what we're going to be doing is we will be allotting salespeople for you. We will have marketing and collateral ad concepts making for you. We will providing you models to represent your product line. So in short, we will be designing it. And it's a part of your expansion anyway for your marketing services. So there is a service back to you based on the subscription fee that we will be getting from you. So it's not that we're earning from it. It's basically this is what a particular merchant should be getting from an e-commerce platform. So sorry, but let me just expound on that, because if you are a tenant in a mall, for example, you normally pay the rent.
Yeah.
You normally pay the maintenance costs for everything. But the question is, what's the service back by the mall to you? Nothing. All you have to do is just continuously pay the rent and all. But in e-commerce platform like Go Shopping Philippines, what we're going to be doing is, you pay us, we will plan everything for you. Imagine providing you vloggers, providing you influencers that would fit into your particular brands or concepts. And how much a vlogger would cost you if you're gonna get one? So things like that. And for fashion lines, we will be staging our own digital fashion show for the subscription fee that you guys paying. So imagine the scope, imagine the variety of services that we'll be offering based on the subscription fee that you guys are paying us.
So what would be the requirements if an SME or a local government would like to join Go Shopping?
What we're going to be needing from them is, number one, is we need to know the owner himself. Like, we need to know the background and all, just to make sure that the authenticity of the product comes along with the owner himself, of course. And we need to know whether they have a license to operate for that particular business. We need to have their business models. We need to know what kind of products are they selling, where are the sources of this, and ensure that there's no third party involved in the consumption of your products.
Just so the usual requirements.
The usual requirements.
So, eto, there are many reports of e-commerce sites sending fake products or scams sometimes. So what could Go Shopping do to protect the consumers?
Oh, another interesting question. See, Go Shopping Philippines is embedded with consumers protection with their privacy data and cybersecurity. It's the foundation of a very successful e-commerce platform. Now, for Go Shopping Philippines, to avoid sending fake items, what we will be doing is we will secure the inventories with us. Mm-hmm. If you have, example, selling Samsung, now we need to have some portions of your inventories with us, because this ensures that what I am presenting in the market is actually
the real product.
The real product. And we will be the one to pack and ship it and track the parcel status. So that once a consumer asks us what's the status of my order, we can immediately provide the answer rather than throwing back the packing of a product back to the tenant. And once we ask, we will ask you first before we can get back to the consumers. So that is a haloba of a problem. So to answer another question, to expand on the answer or to the question, we will be able to ensure the authenticity because we know whom we're dealing with. We know who is behind this concept. And lastly, for those cash on delivery methods, we'll be asking them to send us their IDs, and they have to take photos for the IDs just to make sure that the person ordering is either
a real person
or a mature person or of legal age. And if it's a child, then we will be basically asking their guardians to take photos with them.
So how safe is the Go Shopping platform and the app? I heard there's an app.
Yeah, it's both
that consumers would use. Yeah.
Yes, it's both a web and a mobile app. How safe it is? It's very safe because we are following the protocols in developing an e-commerce platform. Protocols, which means that we ensure that the cybersecurity measures is in place and that we will be abiding to the law-regulated mechanisms in establishing such e-commerce platform.
You would be challenging e-commerce giants.
Am I?
The industry, yes.
Do you think?
So what would make the consumers go for Go Shopping Philippines?
Your money has a value. Whether it's 500, 100 pesos, or 1,000, or even 10,000 pesos, it has a value. So if you are a consumer who is bright, intelligent, and you care really about the value of your money, go for a safer and much updated e-commerce platform. I do believe that even my 500 pesos is worth ordering not a fake one.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? So, yeah, I think there will always be a migration from these two giant networks going to the Go Shopping Philippines, because Filipinos, they will really be curious about what's going on inside the Go Shopping Philippines. But definitely that's what we want to do. But to compete directly with Lazada and Shopee, I'm too far away for that. But if that's what it calls, then so be it.
Okay.
I'll take the challenge.
Nice one. So, do you have any message for our viewers?
Yeah. Thanks for having me here, Sir Art from Manila Bulletin. Guys, the newest and the biggest e-commerce platform will soon arrive in our country, and this is the first Philippine-owned e-commerce platform. I really have to emphasize on that. And basing from a perspective of both a merchant and a consumer, I had been in two positions. So definitely I know what you guys are looking for. If you're a merchant, you want to be represented and marketed properly, and as a consumer, you also want it to be protected by this fake items circulating and hovering in the market. We will have the answers for you. All you have to do is just believe that every Filipino deserves the right to be protected, and Go Shopping Philippines is on top of that.
Well said. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Manila Bulletin.
With the entry of Go Shopping Philippines, we can expect that the e-commerce industry in the country will continue to grow and be more competitive as we embrace further a digital life. And that is Tech Talk for this week. Join us again next week for more tech updates. This is Art Samaniego, and this is Tech Talk. Be fully informed.
And those are the news on web today, February 24, 2021. For more news and details, get your copy of Manila Bulletin newspaper tomorrow or log on to www.mb.com.ph. You may also subscribe to our newsletter through the link on this video's caption to have the day's latest news delivered to your inbox. I am Barbie Atienza for Manila Bulletin. Join us again tomorrow. This has been MB Now. Be fully informed.